Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master and Nolish Trumpeter for D20 Dames. I want to start by saying thanks to everyone who came to our first live show at Emerald City Comic Con. It was a full house with standing room only, and we had an absolute blast. We did manage to get a recording of the show, and expect to post it later this summer when we wrap the first story arc. I want to give a special shout out to the guys at Hammer Barrel Podcast for the very kind words after attending the live show. We really want to thank all of you for the wonderful feedback. The support from the community has meant so much to all of us. Right now, we're still making our way through the first few mini adventures in a series called In Bolo's Wake, which is available to play at home through the Dungeon Masters Guild. There you can also find the one-shot adventure I wrote and ran a while back called Trouble at Tressendar Manor. But that's not what you're here for now, so let's see what's in store for the dames in the next episode. So last time we just wrapped up with some more downtime where some interesting things happened in town. How about we first start off with who's at the table?
I'm Maris Mullaly. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Fabric Alchemist, and I am playing Rose Lau, a human monk from the Shulong region.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheJenya, and I'm playing Riot Boneserker, a tiefling ranger.
Hi, I'm Essie Holman. You can find me on the interwebs at Essie Charm. I'm playing Navarre Moore, the half-elf warlock, with the Raven Queen as her patron and a raven sentinel named Quoth.
Excellent. Okay, so since last time, you have leveled up again. So everybody's at level 3. I'd like to just go around and talk about what all of you have picked up.
Sure. So Rose has now really established her monastic tradition. She follows the way of the four elements, which is also the monastic tradition of one of her idols. She's learning to harness these elements, and she can use those key points to align with nature and bend various elements to her will as if they were extension of her body. At this point, at level 3, I have kind of two major abilities. One is Fist of Unbroken Air, which lets me basically do a mighty air punch at people.
Nice.
And the other one is a little bit more generic. It's called Elemental Attunement, and it lets me briefly control elements. Like I can send a shower of sparks or a spray of water. I can heat or chill a pound of non-living material. So I'm curious and excited to see how we use that.
A Vendivar could think of some ways.
Oh yeah. I can shape a cubic foot of elements into kind of crude shapes. And then the coolest thing is I can turn on or off candles, torches, and campfires.
Yay!
It's canon!
Canon!
It's canon now!
Excellent. We made it happen.
Yes.
Well, Riot, as a Monster Slayer Ranger, has finally gained her ability Protection from Good and Evil, so she can help people not get charmed or, you know, cursed in certain ways, unless it's, you know, being charmed by our music making. As well, she has learned the spell Goodberry to go hand in hand with her awakened pot growing friend that's been at a Helmthorn. I always say that wrong. And yeah, so she'll be able to, create a little healing potions with Barry as her friend grows off his body. Or her body. Its body, probably.
Its body.
Yeah. Eat my friend's berries, you know.
This is getting weird. I can then heat it up.
We can make jam.
Yeah. Gonna make a healing compote.
Ooh, or with the biscuits that we got from the Bannock brothers, we can make little like biscuits and jam. And
oh my god, wait, are we doing a tea time? We're doing.
I was
high
just
tea.
About to say, yes. Can we have a tea party?
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh, because you can heat up liquid too.
I would assume so.
Yeah, let me go ahead and pencil that in.
3 p.m. every day.
Every short rest, we have
oh
tea.
Oh my goodness.
It's like yes, Hobbit please. Town.
D20 Dames just got a whole new meaning.
I love it so much. So, to be honest, Navarre was actually pretty relieved to see that the Raven Queen gave her the Book of Shadows, because she's kind of been slacking off a bit in her warlock training. She did some carousing. She's just been having a lot of fun, and only just recently realized that she should probably buckle down, because she's kind of made some mistakes and had some missed opportunities, that she's had some conversations at night with Quoth. She confided in Quoth that she's realizing these things, and that you know, she's fallen short in some areas that she wants to be able to start to focus on more clearly, so that she can really prove herself to the Raven Queen and take her quest seriously. So she was really glad to see that the Raven Queen has given her grace and provided her with the Book of Shadows. It reinforced the pact that she made with the Raven Queen and kind of provided her with a newfound sense of responsibility. The Book of Shadows allows a warlock to gain 3 cantrips from any spell class list, which is really awesome. So I went with some practical choices here. Mage Hand, because every spellcaster can use Mage Hand in a variety of handy ways. That actually was an unintentional pun. Okay. Also picked up Message, so that she can, this is the visual of this is amazing. She can point at someone and whisper a message to them telepathically, and that person can hear them inside their brain space and then whisper back to her, and only she can hear the message. It sounds really fun.
Very cool.
So look forward to that, me whispering sweet nothings in Riot and Rose's ears. And then Ray of Frost, because kind of fits her, you know, cold aesthetic. Raven Queen comes from a really cold place. Navarre comes from a really cold place. It just seems like a good choice to be able to, you know, shoot a frigid beam of white blue light that deals 1d8 cold damage. I also got to pick up an additional spell that she knows, a level 2 spell. So again, going with the practicality, picked up invisibility and used that in lots of handy ways. And some of my spells got stronger. Arms of Hadar and Witch Bolt can do more damage, and False Life can give more HP than before. So yeah, she's pretty beefy at level 3.
I did forget one thing that Rose also got at this level. It's called Deflect Missiles. And if you recall, she is non-armored. She's just wearing cloth. So this Deflect Missiles uses her quick reaction time to either try to catch or deflect range weapon attacks. And if I'm really good at catching them, I can try to throw them back.
Ha. Ooh, sweet.
Oh, wait, that means like arrows and crossbow bolts too, right?
Yeah. Amazing. So I can, I assume it's just like if someone throws a spear or a dart or an arrow at me, I don't think I could deflect a ranged like magic.
Oh, like magic missile.
I don't think I could do a magic ranged.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not a ranged weapon. It's a spell. So.
Right.
Yep. One thing I needed to clarify is, Riot, did you want to put some kind of notice up on the board in Town Square?
Yes. Riot is going to pull up like a little scroll with 3 drawings on it of a Triton, a Lothari dog elf or werewolf elf, and a Yanti, her dungeon siblings, you know, looking for small reward. Oh, looking for alive, probably. Wanted? Semicolon, alive and hugging.
Aww. Aww. All right, so you're able to go to the a town square and post that up. And as you're doing that, Sildar Hallwinter approaches you.
Riot! Riot over... Hi!
Hello, how's it going, Sildar?
He's waving frantically like you're really far away, but he's right in your face. He looks at your poster and says, oh, these are beautiful drawings. I didn't... Oh, wow. Is this art? Are you advertising your art here?
No, although interesting idea. No, I'm looking for my dungeon siblings, my family. Oh, I didn't even think. Is there a tax to put something up on this board?
Oh, no. No, I put my racquetball club invites here. This is for the town. You can put whatever you want here. This is great. This is what this is for. I love it.
Did you get
I love
any
seeing
takers?
Everything humming. It's great. Oh, yes, about 3 to 4 people per week. The same 3 to 4 people, granted. You're welcome. It's Wednesday evening. Please stop by.
Yep, maybe. I'll have to check my schedule.
Sure. You're very busy. Speaking of that, you know, I have to admit, when I came into the Sleeping Giant, I did notice you talking to a certain someone, Delcy. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Very exciting. Here's the thing. A few days after this, seeing you two at the Sleeping Giant, she actually approached me and wanted to talk about Phandalin and Master Volo. She seems to be a big Master Volo fan. And she told me the strangest thing about a dream and leading it her to Phandalin. And she had these visions of dreamstones. I'm not sure. But she had this idea that these dreamstones were located in Neverwinter Wood. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you've heard any stories about Neverwinter Wood, but it's an incredibly dangerous, dangerous place, just north of Phandalin. I'm not sure. Did you hear about the Ilmaterian pilgrims traveling through? Did you hear?
No, go. Please tell me.
Oh, it's a troubling story, but two children with them, they just vanished in the woods. We haven't found them. It's part of the reason I was so scared about my own child venturing into such dangerous woods. But this is an even scarier place. We had searchers out looking for them. These children called Malak and Afinia. They found no evidence of the children, heard bizarre sounds and sights, and they didn't even go very deep into the forest. They feared their own safety and came back. So terrible things. Here's the thing. I think we've cleared up that you and your companions aren't, hobby characters, as we say. In fact, I've heard some rumors that you might be putting together some kind of investigation agency or something of the sort. So here, I wonder if I could be maybe your first customer in that light, because you see, Delcy, I'm afraid she might have wandered into the wood based on this dream she might have had. I haven't seen her. There isn't a reward if you go find her. I'm sure she's fine. But if you go find her, bring her back here to Phandalin, let's say 100 gold pieces.
Hundred gold pieces. Okay, can I just, Riot's pulled out her little notebook and is scribbling actionable items into it. So, number one, find Delcy.
Yep.
Number two, maybe those two children.
Whoa!
Number three, attain dreamstones for council's use.
I truly don't know what a dreamstone is, so not at the top of my list, I think. But Delcy, number one. Children. Ooh, yes, I do love when you find children.
So. Do you know if there's a... Because I know I'm going to be asked, is there a reward for Malak and Afinia? Afinia, sorry.
I don't see anything on the board here, but I will ask around, and when you get back, if the children are in tow, we will make a deal out of something. That sounds like I'm buying the children, and I don't want it to seem like that. I've got enough of those.
Riot claps her notebook shut and says, "All right, yeah, either a reward or we'll just put him on a spit and make a really good dinner."
Oh, Riot, you are a riot. And I you know what Delcy looks like. I know you know what Delcy looks like. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Got the, okay. Got the nice hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful hair.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll go get my team.
And thank we will you so go. Much.
Yeah.
I have the utmost confidence in you, as always.
Yeah. How's your daughter doing?
She's great. She looks sad, but I don't think she is sad. I think she's, finding herself, as she says. But she's safe, healthy. So I can only ask for such things.
Yes, a teen. Good.
Right.
Good to hear.
Thank you for you're always grounding me, Riot, aren't you?
Funny, because I really should be taken off.
The wings, yes.
Riot starts backing up because she's got her mission. So
Rose is walking up at this point.
Thank you. And we'll see you Wednesday then. Yes, Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Gotta see if my team's gonna take this, because I realize I agreed without asking.
What's Wednesday?
A racquetball. Are you down?
Maybe.
Ooh, I bet you'd be fantastic at racquetball, Rose.
Is it a racket or a ball?
Oh, well, I will write up the rules, and you can have a look. Maybe not
fantastic.
So.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Awesome. Great.
Maybe Rose can just use the elements instead of a racket.
That's what I'm thinking. Or the unshattered fist she got or whatever.
Yes.
She literally can catch a thing and then throw it back.
Actually, yes, Rose is going to be very good at this.
Once you learn the rules, you're going to be there. Top player for sure.
Yep.
All right. So I'm assuming you're going to collect Navarre and head off.
Navarre is hanging out outside Sleeping Giant under the awning in the shade. She's like leaning up against the wall, like all James Dean style, with cloth on her shoulder. just looking cool is the most important part. And then she'll, you too can come to her.
Riot tosses a pack of little pieces of paper with leaves in them that you can kind of burn between your lips and goes, "You should really roll those up in your sleeve. I've seen it. It's like a sign."
Oh, yeah, yeah. She tucks it behind her ear. How about this for now?
Yeah, it looks uncomfortable.
Well, but she doesn't have horns that get in the way.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
All right, so you head north out of Phandalin and, take the long trail up to Neverwinter Wood. And following Sildar's directions, you find a trail leading to the southern reaches of the Neverwinter Wood. It leads north for about a mile or so, and then it splits off in three directions. And Sildar, that was as far as Sildar gave you directions.
What do the, is it like a visible fork where we're standing?
Basically, it's like a three-prong fork.
What did the three?
Do they look different? Yeah. Is there one like in shadow with bats and stuff? And the other one's like golden light, and there's just like a middle of the road one that might be
glitter.
The safest?
Lots of glitter.
They, for all intents and purposes, they look like the same. If you wanted to do a survival check, you could see if you can determine anything else.
Got a 15. Nope, 17 with my total.
All right. So, yes. So, Riot, you are able to determine that the trail to the left, there seems to be some tracks there. And you think that the leftmost trail is the way that Delcy might have gone.
All right. So I relay the information and to my trusty team. you guys want to go this way? Seems like her tracks were that way.
I'll follow the ranger.
All right. So you travel down a little bit further into the woods. And eventually, the path ahead becomes swamped with butterflies, hundreds of them. Some rest on flowers, some frolic along the ground, some flit in the air. You have never seen so many of these butterflies all in one place in your entire life. And as you continue down the path, they suddenly begin to move as one, arranging themselves in two lines that flank the path as if providing you with a clear lane to travel. They sort of hover frantically, their wings beating quickly, but the creatures themselves stay in place in the air.
Riot turns to the other two. Hey, this looks inviting, but also don't let them touch you. I have only seen this many butterflies when they're mating, okay?
Ew.
Rose withdraws her finger from a cluster of them.
Just the facts.
All right, so we keep walking.
Okay.
Them. Not touching them.
Not touching them.
Does anyone speak butterfly?
I speak primordial.
Do they speak sylvan?
As you're discussing what language butterflies
Rose would like to give like a very gentle little puff of wind for the butterflies to kind of like a little spiral of wind for them to play in.
So as you do that, they sort of flutter around and clear the way. And when they clear out of the way, you see this really large, clear gem that's roughly the size of a human fist.
Ooh.
Where? On the ground?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like in the middle of the pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like it's... Oh, sorry, Riot.
I was kidding. It could be the Dreamstone that Sildar was talking about.
I'm curious if it's actively embedded in the ground or if it looks like it has fallen here. Like, is this a place of the ground that's been hanging out for a while, or
is it like covered in moss and lichen?
Well, do you want to do an investigation check?
Yes.
Do it.
Let's investigate this thing.
Yes.
12.
8. I'm distracted by the butterflies.
They're so pretty. There's so many of them. You've never seen so many in your entire life.
It's true. They don't live up in the mountains.
The stone looks like it's not necessarily a part of the roadway. It definitely looks like it's made of some sort of really unusual crystal, unlike anything that any of you have actually seen before.
Navarre would like to try to mage hand it to pick it up.
Sure.
So I'll send out this spectral hand to pick it up.
Before the hand can actually touch it, within the clear crystal, a vision appears. And then there's this beautiful elven face framed in dark hair, and she speaks as though the voice sounds only in your mind. And then she says,
"One butterfly is red as blood. Three butterflies are orange as sunset. Four butterflies are yellow as gold. Seven butterflies as green as leaves. 11 butterflies as blue as water. What two colors are the rest of the butterflies? And how many of each color butterflies are there?"
So she's done with the riddle.
Do we all hear that, or was it just me?
All of you heard it, but it was in your mind. It wasn't actually audible. Okay, before we continue on, though, I need to let you know that anything you say, I'm going to assume is spoken in character.
Oh, even if it's not in our really distinct character voices? Okay.
Oh, yes, because if we say anything, then the crystal thinks that's our answer.
Yes.
Rose thinks she knows what colors, and Rose has figured out the numbers, she thinks. Oh.
All right.
Should she go? Or do we want to discuss this?
Well, I don't think we're allowed to discuss.
We're not allowed to discuss.
I think that was the point. No metagaming.
Yes. Okay.
Well, Rose thinks she knows. Essie, the player, is still trying to figure it out, so go for it.
There are 18 butterflies as indigo as night, and 29 butterflies as purple as something.
Violet.
Yeah.
Violet?
So what happened when you say the word purple? The butterflies, their wings suddenly turn razor sharp, and flap all around you in this like torrent of wings and razors, and you all take 2 slashing damage.
No.
But my mage hand was out. Can I use my mage hand to swat them away?
Your mage hand has been slashed too. And Shu, we have a different rainbow.
Would anybody else like to attempt?
I'm scared.
These butterflies are mean.
Rose can go again.
Okay.
Oh, you mean, well, we get to talk again?
You do.
Riot's trying to remember that second number.
Rose is holding up multiple fingers, like flashing her hands at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she writing it down in the dirt?
She can do that, yeah. Or you can gesture with your hands if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, just as long as you're telling me that you're not saying it. Mm-hmm. We can go ahead and play it that way.
Riot flashes a 2 and then a 9 at Rose.
Rose nods vigorously.
Okay.
And wipes away the blood from the slashing damage.
Riot turns to the stone. There are 18 indigo or butterflies as indigo. Oh God. 18 butterflies, indigo butterflies, as dark as the night. Just continuing the metaphor. 29 violet butterflies, as light as the morning dawn. She shrugs.
Rose shrugs back.
Like, and Navar also shrugs.
As you're all shrugging at each other, the crystal glows brightly and speaks again.
That is correct. Oh. You are wise. You must know that beauty and hideousness, innocence and guilt, peace and violence, these are all sides of the same coin. When that coin is tossed, it can land on either side. Speak the names of the 2 innocents to free them from their fate.
And the stone just fades.
Right, turns the other 2 and, like, draws on the ground the children's names. But then also writes Delcy's name with a question mark.
Two names. Okay, Navar just reads the names that Riot wrote on the ground and says Malak and Ephemia.
Nothing happens.
Okay, Navar shrugs.
How many chances is it going to give us?
Well,
because there's a couple combinations here.
True.
If you do an intelligence check for me, I can give you a little bit more information.
Ooh. How smart are we?
Riot got a silent 14.
Riot, what I can tell you is that the stone at this point seems like it's no longer generating anything. The butterflies seem to be normal. The stone has gone back to normal. It doesn't seem like there's anything that the stone actually is engaged in at this point.
Mm. All right. Well, maybe we just venture forth and check it on the way back in case someone is trapped.
Sure.
Should we just leave it there? Should we take it with? And Navar's still like waving around her mage hand.
Rose is ducking.
I feel like if you touch it, you might get trapped, but, you know, what do you do you?
Well, but if we need this, I mean, I guess it might still be here when we come back.
It was here when we came in. I suspect it'll be here later. And didn't Sildar say Delcy was talking about dream stones, as in plural?
Very true, yes.
So maybe it's not the only one, if that is in fact a dream stone.
Nora's like, all right, fine. And she like shrugs her mage hand as if it were attached to her shoulder. And then it sucks back into her staff.
We know you want an interdimensional prison to take with you, but...
Early days, early days.
She's just so excited to use her new magic.
All right, so the path, it continues north with an obvious trail of elven footprints as you continue forward. But then, without any warning, the sunlight is completely blocked out by a thick blanket of clouds rolling in at a really alarming rate, leaving the forest in total darkness. The sounds of chirping insects, which had been serenading you along the path, ceases abruptly.
Rose flicks on her torch.
Against all reason, the torch doesn't seem to light up anything. At the same time, the lack of light in here, it causes a previously unseen object in the path to radiate a sickly black light. And whatever is causing the dark light rises from the ground and begins moving toward you.
That can't be good.
So much for that level 3.
What, you commenting on my torch that's not working? This is not normal darkness.
Can I roll, what would I roll to recognize that or know anything about it?
You could do investigation or, it really depends on what you think it might be too.
I feel like Navarre thinks it's magical.
So you could do an arcana check.
Okay. I mean, investigation and arcana are the same bonus for me, so 8.
All you really know is that it seems like it's identical in shape and size to the clear crystal, but this one is a black crystal.
But it's so moving toward us?
It is moving towards you. And as it's rising from the ground, you see this really horrible sight. And all of a sudden, the wailing of children's voices fills your mind as the object's dark light washes over you, and then you see them. In front of you, the light coalesces into the form of two children, a boy and a girl. Crawling with spasmodic lunges toward each other, their bodies merge with the sickening cracks and pops of breaking bones and snapping sinew. When the terrible transformation is complete, you see a horrid dog-like creature with two heads, 8 flailing limbs, and gaping maws full of gnashing teeth. And then the creature hurls itself at you.
No!
And now I'm going to have to get you to roll for initiative. Welcome to level 3.
Level 3 is scary. Navarre rolled an 8 for initiative.
Right, got a 1.
Oh no.
Rose critted.
Nice.
Initiative. So 23.
All right.
Nice.
How about you do that again during combat?
I will try.
Oh, and Navarre, what did Quoth?
Oh, right. Rolling for Quoth. Quoth got a 15.
All right. Let's see. So it's Rose, Quoth, the creature, Navarre, and Riot.
So it's lunging at us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the first to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So what Rose does, she gets out her quarterstaff and holds it like with two hands out like a defensive mechanism to try to block it rather than like actively attack it and attempt to, if it lunges at her, attempt to try to like hold it back or kind of stop its rush if possible.
Okay. So you're sort of delaying your action?
Yeah.
Okay. So next is Quoth.
Can I delay his action, or either that, I'll just skip him? Because once he leaves my shoulder, he won't really be able to do anything.
That's the thing with Quoth. Like, I don't think you need to use him all the time. So
yeah. So I'll either just delay his action or just consider it skipped.
All right. So it is this monstrosity's turn, and it, after it like coalesces into this hideous beast, it just lunges forward. Since we're in marching order, Riot, you're at the front, so it's going to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
And it lunges and completely misses, but it's like snarling. It's the, you know, it's got two maws that are just filled with teeth, and it's got these eight like flailing arms trying to get at you, but it misses.
It's its first outing as a monstrosity. It's still yes. figuring out its footwork.
Yeah.
You know, Monster Cotillion is very different.
Oh, yeah.
No, Navarre, it's your turn.
So I would first off like to roll to see if Navarre has any insight into what this thing is.
Yeah, I think it would be your straight up investigation.
Okay, that would be a 15.
Okay, you can tell that it is like it's a medium-sized monstrosity. You've actually never seen anything like it before. You're not really sure that it's supposed to exist in the world.
Okay, does Navarre have any sense that this is an undead creature?
It is not undead.
Okay. Well, let's just deal it some of that good old nasty damage. She's gonna do Eldritch Blast, and that is a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Yeah. All right. So it's going to do. Oh, come on. So she's going to send out her sparks of, like, lightning toward this creepy thing and to 7 damage.
All right. So the blast hits it, and it screeches. But it doesn't seem like it's really very injured.
Oh, I should specify it's also force damage. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have any additional impact on the creature.
Interesting.
So Riot, it is now your turn.
Okay. I guess did Riot glean that it was a monstrosity from Navarre, or should she also roll to see if she could figure it out?
We can say that.
Yeah. She kind of had an inkling when she saw two things smashed together, and they just didn't create a bigger version of what they were. So
yeah.
She pulls out her bow and notches one bolt into it and shoots it, say, like 5 feet in front of the monstrosity, and says, monstrosities are her favored enemy.
So she's
She's going to attempt to speak to it first and see if she can talk to one of the creatures inside. Tally-ho and all that stuff, friend.
The creature just continues snarling and gnashing its teeth. You get no sense that it understands your language.
All right. Is there anything weirdly shiny or dark or any part of its body that looks like it's a certain spot that maybe in a video game,
like a missing scale or
a sensitive underbelly.
Yeah, anywhere where we if we just press that with one of our weapons, it just explodes back into two children.
The soft spot.
Yeah.
No. It's just a full on monstrosity, equal opportunity across its body. Like it's yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
So we're back at the beginning of the round, and so at the start of the second round, three more of these creatures show up.
What?
Oh, I didn't know there was a party line happening.
Jeez. Okay, so did you establish if we can see the crystal?
Let's say that.
Can I look for it?
Let's say that the crystal is there. Yeah.
Okay. Rose would like to try to weave past these creatures and like get to the stone, because she's remembering that the other one, when we got near it, gave a riddle that like changed things. So maybe it's not dealing with the creatures; it's dealing with the stone.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do you want to do this?
I have I could use key points to effectively do my step of the wind, which is like dashing and disengaging.
Okay.
To go past them. I'd like to. Yeah. How far away is the? Do I see this stone?
It's not very far away. Like, okay. It's probably about, 15 feet away. You're really closed in here, but you could probably dodge around the creatures, but then you'd be separated from everybody else.
Okay.
Because they're standing in front of this stone.
I will take that chance. And if you want me to do, a dexterity check or something, I could do that. But, I'd like to try to dash around them, dodge around them, and approach the stone.
Tell me how your ability works.
So I think normally it works if I'm already engaged with a creature. I can use the key points to disengage or dash away without provoking.
Right.
Like as a bonus action.
Well, they weren't.
Yeah.
The creature wasn't
really attacking me.
Yeah, so I think it's more of a dexterity check in this point. Yeah, just try to dodge around them.
Okay, I will do that. 12? 12. Or is that a save? No, because that's not a dexterity saving throw, correct?
That's right, yeah, you're good.
Okay.
So you're able to sort of dodge around the creatures and almost get nipped, at the heel by one of the maws, but you manage to get over to this black crystal.
I'd like to use my elemental attunement to raise up like a little pillar of dirt, earth and dirt under the stone to bring it up higher so I don't have to pick it up.
Sure.
Smart.
All right, so the dirt below the black crystal sort of like rumbles and eventually like moves up and up into a pillar, and the black crystal continues to shine.
I stare at it.
They have a staring contest.
I glower at it. I don't just stare at it. I glower.
It feels the weight of your gaze.
All right. Navar, do you want to do something with Quoth at this point?
I'm going to have Quoth fly over to the crystal and try to dive bomb it with his beak.
Okay.
It's higher now.
Yeah, roll an attack.
Oh, dear. That's a crit fail.
Is it a natural one?
That's what that is.
All right. So Quoth goes towards it. It's a little bit darker than he thought it was going to be, and might have face planted in the dark. Nobody knows though, because it's too dark.
Because nobody can see.
Oh, and he's black.
All you hear is like.
Oh, poor baby.
Okay, so now it is the time for the monstrosities to unleash themselves upon you. I am going to spread this out. So one is on Riot.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, the rolls. So much anxiety.
All right, so we've now got two on Riot, one on Rose, one on Navarre. So first one is going for Riot, and that one snarls and somehow misses.
They're really freaked out by her wings.
Yeah. Yes.
Big talk.
The second one does connect with you. So one of its maws like just clamps down on your calf, and it gets you for 2 points of damage.
All right. Knew I should have bought those boots of teeth shattering.
And then Rose, that one connects as well.
Okay.
And that gets you for 3 points of damage.
All right.
Navarre, that last one misses you. And so now it's Navarre.
The dressing in black comes in handy.
Navarre, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to go invisible. Okay. I don't think there's anything I have to do for that per se, except for concentrate. Okay. So, ping, I'm invisible.
don't make Navarre do math.
And then I'm gonna try to work my way over, to where Rose is near the crystal. Is there anything I need to do, like getting around these guys?
You would probably need to be stealthy, because if you do make a noise, they sort of look hound-like in their monstrous ways, so it's possible that they would be able to track you.
Okay, let's see how this stealth trick goes. So she goes invisible, she gets in like a crouched sort of, I'm gonna sneak my way over their position, and... she natural 20s her way around them.
Very nice. All right, so you get to the crystal. Quas flies back on your shoulder like nothing happened.
we like to do that. We like to play it off like nothing happened.
All right, Riot, it is your turn.
Great. She notches another arrow, and she's going to shoot straight into the heart of this thing.
All right. The one that's already injured, or the one that still has health?
The one that still has health.
Okay.
On me.
Okay. Roll your attack.
Roll my 16 with my attack bonuses.
All right. That one connects. What's your damage?
Right. My damage. 7.
All right.
7. Sorry. Did I say that too weird? Okay.
It's oddly the same amount that you got the first one for. So this one snarls again, but it doesn't seem like overly bothered by what just happened there.
Okay, cool. So I won't do that again. All right. and I guess Riot's going to flap her wings to move vertically up a bit to be out of range. And maybe like gauge the scene.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're failing the dark crystal puzzle.
All right, Rose, what would you like to do?
I would like to shower this gem with a shower of sparks.
Okay.
Just to see if like light does anything to it.
Sure, go for it.
Sprinkle, 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 crackle, 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 crackle. Sparks.
It
wow. Your Foley work is just so choice.
I know.
Should get a candle.
It doesn't seem to do anything besides illuminate the crystal a little.
Oh. Well, how many facets does it have? Can I at least tell that?
Go team.
Okay, so that was, I consider that a technically an unarmed attack. So I'm going to use my bonus action. There's something about it being so dark. I just feel like light is the right answer. Mm-hmm. But, I'm going to go over. Oh, no, there's one right here who's biting me, isn't there?
Yes. It's not trying to nom on you, yes.
Nom, nom, nom. I'm going to take my quarterstaff with two hands and just baseball bat swing it.
Okay.
Swing at it.
All right. Roll your attack.
Ooh, 13 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. And then it's going to be 7 damage. Curious. Seems to be the standard damage amount for these creatures.
We're rolling 7.
So it also snarls and it's picking up on a theme here. again, it's not, it doesn't seem like it's like particularly wounded.
Sure, it got bumped.
Yeah.
It's been inconvenienced.
Now it is Quas' turn, if he would like to go.
Nah.
Okay.
Quas is still shaking off his,
We got nothing.
His,
Yeah, he's still a little dizzy. From ramming face first into a tree.
Oh, buddy.
All right, so it is, now the monstrosity's turn. The first one on Riot... Oh, no, Riot, you're up in the air.
Oh, no.
So the one on Rose, it snaps back at you after getting hit in the head with the quarterstaff. Mm-hmm. And chomps down on you for 3 piercing.
Hey! We could just keep doing this all night.
It does miss with the other head.
Thankful.
And then Navar, again, it's one head succeeds, one fails, and it hits you for 1 point of damage.
Ow.
So if both heads succeed, do they just like take an arm and they each turn their heads in opposite directions, like up and down to break it in half? Like, it seems
it's that
insane.
It's that wrist burn thing you did in elementary school where you just go back and forth. That's all they're doing.
The skin just rips off. Sure. Okay, that's better.
All right, and because Riot is up in the air, the other two are going to go for each of you.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back down. It's just trying to see.
Riot!
So these creatures seem to be having like good cop, bad cop situation going on here because like one head misses, one head gets you. So Rose, you've got one chomping down on you for 5 piercing damage. Mm. And Navar... you've got one chomping down on you for 4 piercing damage.
Can we try to flee?
You can try to disengage.
I'm not going to lie. That thought definitely crossed Navar's mind.
I mean, there's nothing that says we have to battle these things. I thought when there was just 2 kids that it was probably the 2 kids we were searching for. But then there were like 8 more children and
They're
4
not children.
More creatures. So
they're nightmares.
Yeah.
The only problem is that it is so dark in here that
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's how I've been adventuring so far. This campaign. Just feel my way around the trees. Anyway, just putting that on the proverbial plateau, that I just created on the in the ground. A little mesa. It's on the table for us to think about.
I will put out there that if you want to do an intelligence check.
On ourselves?
Uh-huh. I may be able to recall some information for you.
Who's been to the library lately?
No one, because Phandalin doesn't have one.
I know. Jeez.
So annoying.
Apparently, log workers and miners don't read books.
Except Volo's guide, which is like everywhere.
Wait, did our lovely carp,
oh, carp
friend child
tell us about this at all? Anything?
No.
No.
Are you sure Riot doesn't recall something? Remember harder.
Riot's going to run into a tree to see if she can remember. that was a joke. Please do not.
Rose is going to try to think back about stuff she's learned at the far reaches of Shulung just to see if something comes up, maybe.
All right. Well, roll it.
Remember how we said the kids' names at the other gem and it didn't work? Maybe it'll work over here with this gem.
Well, I already used my turn, so it's not my turn.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Gets Navarre's turn if Navarre wants to try it.
Okay. Navarre's going to see if she recalls anything, perhaps from her drunken stupor during her carousing. Maybe she overheard a conversation.
Or read something scrawled on the bathroom wall.
Mm-hmm, yep. Except that I rolled a 5. So that's probably going to be...
Your memory of that time was very, very fuzzy.
I remember lots and lots of ale.
Yes. Yep. And that okay. And that many, many cherries wine that Lord Meriwether was keeping flowing.
Ah, yes. Delicious. Well, okay. Navarre turns to the crystal and says, all right, Malak anaphemia.
All of a sudden, the appearance of the creatures, these monstrosities in front of you, they change from these horrid dog-like creatures into death dogs.
Oh.
Wait, just... That make it worse?
Did this make it worse?
I was so hopeful. I was like, oh my god, they're transforming. They're transforming. Continue. Death dogs.
So,
yes.
They also, as they transform, look incredibly weakened.
Alright, I've got a couple on me. Let's see if they like Arms of Hadar. Give a nice little creepy
hug?
Necromancy hug. Oh, son of a...
They reject your hugs.
Navarre forgot to ask for consent and crit failed.
Yep, dogs did not care for
it. We're getting you a new die.
Yep. All right, Riot, what would you like to do?
Yeah, I'm going to reach in here and pull out a new cool D20. This one needs to be shamed.
Yeah.
Or cleansed.
Hey, do you guys think if I say their names again, it'll just change to a different type of monstrosity? Do you want me to see if that's...
Do it. Happens?
We could try for funsies.
Riot goes, Malak and Ephemia. Or Malak and Ephemia. Ooh, that was...
They just snarl up at you.
Oh, okay. Riot's gonna come down and actually hover above one and pet its head and see if anything happens.
Do you want to try animal handling? I don't know.
You bet your bippy I did. Oh, dang. A 19.
Actually, yeah, no, it just snarls at you and snaps at your hand.
Oh, great. So, okay, after her move, she's just gonna, gonna notch an arrow and just shoot it straight at its neck.
All right, roll your damage attack.
Oh, a 6.
That does not connect.
Yeah, cool. Bounces off. All
right. Yeah. All right.
Looks too much like Karen anyway.
Oh, no.
My sister.
Okay, Rose, it's your turn.
There's still one that's gnawing on me. It's done some damage. I am going to punch it really hard with my martial arts skills. and then attempt to punch it more if I actually succeed here.
All right.
Okay, so that is 16 to hit.
Yep, connects.
That's for the first one's for 4 damage.
And as soon as your fist connects, it collapses.
Oh.
What did you do?
I punched it.
And Tavar just looks at her fist like,
Maybe you can mage hand punch it.
That sounds more like my style.
Well, Rose was all like, you know, coiling up, getting ready to like do more punches, and just like it's now not there. Just like, okay.
Well, you do have 2 on you, so
punch the other one.
Yeah,
we're gonna redirect to the other one. More punches. 9 to hit.
Your fist does not connect with this creature.
It was a little bit out of my reach.
Yes. All right, now it's Quoth.
Well, if physical attacks seem to be doing the thing, the trick, I'll try to have Quoth see if he can dive bomb one of these.
All right.
Little doggos. That's a 15.
Yep, he comes down and...
he does his signature move right between the eyes.
Yeah, and when he does, the dog collapses.
Oh, wait, so when they collapse, are they laying on the ground or they disappear?
They disappear.
Oh, interesting. Also, yay, Quoth!
So you attacked the other one that was on you or on Rose?
Oh, whichever one was in front of me.
Okay. All right.
Not and that I wouldn't want to help Rose. It just is right in front of me.
Yeah. All right.
I'd say Riot's low enough to attack, too, because she was kind of hovering.
Yeah. Now it is the remaining 2 Death Dogs' turns. One misses. Other head misses. And then we've got one more on Navarre. Let's see. One connects, one misses. So Navarre, you take 5 piercing damage.
So she's taking piercing damage. She hasn't been poisoned though, right?
That is correct. For whatever reason, okay. They're not poisoning.
Oh, is that something they usually do?
Mm-hmm. It rots your flesh off your bones. So,
gross. Super gross.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give it to you so straight.
Wait, you like necromancy?
I mean, yeah, I feel like you could harness that energy.
Yeah, I don't know all the things yet, though. That's really gross. Now I know for next time.
So, Navarre, what would you like to do next?
Physical attack seems to be doing the trick. So she's going to try and swing her quarterstaff at the remaining one in front of her.
Okay.
Okay. That is an 11.
Unfortunately, your quarterstaff like just misses one of its heads, which dodges out of the way.
Well, we've already established she's not too great with her quarterstaff. Unless magic is coming out of the crystal at the top.
All right, Riot, what would you like to do?
Riot's going to take her little doughy, or I guess strong and gnarled taloned hand and punch the one underneath her in the head.
Okay.
14.
That connects. And as soon as it connects, you don't even need to roll your damage because it just collapses as well.
Huh.
So we've got one more left. Rose, it's next to Navarre.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
I would like to kick it.
All right.
Oh. You're covering your own dog's ears. No.
He did actually walk away from me.
Oh.
That's a 21.
Excellent. So your foot connects with the dog's face and it collapses. And as this last one disappears, as one of these death dogs disappears, in its place, you find two children who are alive but very weak, and they are crying hysterically.
Important question. Do they have bruises on their face?
I just need to know. Is there a rose boot like shape on one of their chins?
Let's just say no. I think their injuries come from other things.
Okay.
Are those other things Navarre and Ryan? Or...
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. It's Kat again. We really hope you're enjoying the adventure so far. We really want to thank everyone for the reviews we've been getting on iTunes. It really helps others to discover this podcast. So if you could click through, give a rating or a review, that would really help us out a lot. We don't do a ton of advertising, so your word of mouth helps immensely. Also, we love hearing from our listeners. You can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. So drop us a line. Let's talk some D&D. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.